your moving services.
My Talk 107.1 is KTMY FM HD1, Coon Rapids, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pushing back against criticism by some U.S. officials calling for his ouster and for an end to the Gaza war, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on aid.
The main problem that we see is the distribution of this aid once it gets into Gaza, and the fact that it is being looted by Hamas and by others.
Captured after a gun battle in Albuquerque, police say Jeremy Smith, the man suspected in shooting deaths of a woman in South Carolina and a New Mexico state trooper. Ukraine unleashing widespread drone attacks in Russia as Russians go to the polls on Election Day. Dozens of drones were shot down, says the Russian military. The Biden administration monitoring progress of the bill that passed the House that would ban TikTok unless its Chinese owners sell the company. White House National Security Official John Kirby.
We don't want to see it banned. We do want to see ByteDance no longer in control of that application.
This is ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Greatly appreciate you tuning in and spending your Sunday afternoon. And it's St. Patrick's Day. Hopefully you've got your green on so nobody pinches you. But I used to do that to me, but not anymore because I'm older and they know not to mess with me. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, how many days does Dublin's annual St. Patrick's Day festival last? How many days?
Three.
Not close. Four.
Four.
But some years it's lasted five.
Ooh.
Can you imagine 4 or 5 days of drinking like people drink on St. Patrick's Day?
No, I couldn't even imagine being in Ireland during St. Patrick's Day. If you're interested in what it looks like, over on our links page, we do have a link to a live feed from Dublin, Ireland, and the party going on there right now.
Ooh.
Outside of one of the more famous bars. I think it's called Tappers? No, something similar. But
oh, wow. It's a live feed. So if you want to get your, it might be going on for 4 more days. So you got 4 days to watch it. So go to the Katie K9 show page at mytalk1071.com and get your kicks by watching other Irish people. Do they wear green? Are they wearing green?
Oh, there's so much green. And it's clearly a lot of tourists. Surprising amount of cowboy hats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll be dead.
I'm used to those little leprechaun hats, but yeah. A lot of green cowboy hats.
Let's see my cowboy hat. I wish I would have wore today.
Exactly.
And mine was sparkly. Renee gave it to me. So she said, this said your name all over it.
Well, you would have fit right in Dublin.
Yes, I would. There you go. I would, but I'd be watching it from afar. Like watching it on the feed just far enough.
It looks like the Minnesota State Fair. I'm not sure you could get afar enough.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, funny. Okay, who's up next?
Next up, we have Donna. I have a Dawn after this. Okay. We have a Donna who wants some advice feeding or helping care for the feral cats she's near.
Ah, there you go. Hey, Donna, how you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. So you got feral cats. How many?
Oh, you know, I live in a neighborhood and probably I've seen 4 different cats.
Oh, okay.
A couple of my neighbors do feed them.
Okay.
And they've been in our yard, and it just breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very skittish.
Of course.
If you open the door, they run.
Yep.
And I'm wondering, does it matter what you feed a feral cat?
Well, not really, because they're getting real stuff. Unlike, you know, people, you know, the cats that are stuck in the house, you know, they're getting birds, they're getting mice, they're getting rabbits. All right. And so that, obviously too, you know what I mean? Something is better than nothing. But I wouldn't put a whole lot of food out there. Also, another thing you got to pay attention to, if there's feral cats being fed, there's also coyotes coming and raccoons coming in behind that. You know, so you've got to pay attention to what you're feeding and where you're feeding, mm-hmm. that you're not bringing other animals in. Okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And we're in a very rural neighborhood, fenced yard.
Okay.
Not that that matters, but.
And the coyotes can go over that, so can the coons.
True. What do you feel about trying to catch them?
Yeah, you can live trap them. Yep. You got them coming. You could call MinSnap. Okay, M as in mom, N as in Nancy, snap.org, I think, or com. I can't remember. And what they do is they will fix your feral cats for a donation. All right?
Right.
And so it's up to yourself, so you can try that. Usually with my feral cats, when they show up, from the time they show up to the time I actually get to touch them is about 3 months. But see, I feed them in a particular place, and then I start getting closer and closer, you know, I can stand, you know, and they don't mind me being closer to them. And the second that you can touch them, you know, like I sat in one chair, one time I sat in a chair and I had this feed dish to my right, and so I just kind of dangled my hand there, and the cat finally came up, and I just barely touched the side of the face, and it took off. But then each time it got easier and easier for me to touch them. And now they're like Velcro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, one of the feral cats had kittens in my neighbor's shed or whatever.
Okay.
What do you feel about, do you take them away from mama? Do you?
Yeah. Well, there's a fine line there. Because if she thinks she's in jeopardy, she's going to move them herself and you might not find them. Right? And so the thing is, yeah. So what you can do, there's different ways you can handle it. I don't know what you like. Because you can also, like I said, try to trap mom and then go get the babies. Okay.
Right.
And then kind of keep her like in a, what do we call it, kitty condo. You know, that you can see those, or you can build one. And anyway, because you don't want those cats going feral, because then you're going to start having a colony of cats. And then that's where you get sickness and diseases and stuff like that, okay? And so that's why, like I say, if you know where the kittens are, I would try to trap mama and then, like I say, have a condo so that she can't take the kittens, you know, and go hide them. And then when the kittens are to the point of being weaned, then you could pull the kittens, okay? And then now we got to decide what we're going to do here. Are we going to donate the kittens to like a, you know, a cat sanctuary, you know what I mean, you know, like the Humane Society or whatever type thing. And then are we going to get mom fixed so we don't have any more kittens? You know, so
once you get mom fixed, do you let her go?
Yep. Well, not right away because it's abdominal surgery. Okay. You have to make sure that the stitches, and usually that's about 2 weeks after she gets fixed. And then what you can do, and hopefully in that time, you've created a relationship that, you know, that you can actually try to touch her or whatever type thing. Because since you've got her kenneled, you know, like in a catterary, whatever type thing, your job is to try to get her friendly. So then if you do it, release her, she's going to hang around and become a buddy where you can actually pet her and such. Picking up feral cats, that goes very slow. The big thing right now is just to be able to pet the cat. And then, like I say, my cat with a K, I'm trying to think. He's either four. I think he's 4 years old. And it was only last year that I could pick him up and put him on my lap, and he didn't freak out. And now he just, pick me up. But you got to do
it. So what is the lifespan of a feral cat?
Well, see, that's the problem is that the big word here is feral. Okay, if it's a male feral, usually what happens, if they're lucky to make 10, 12 years, because usually they get in fights and they get beat up so bad, eventually they just succumb to their infections. Okay, the females, what will happen is that they just keep having kittens and kittens and kittens, and then pretty soon something happens. Either something gets them. Usually what happens is if the male is around, the male will go kill the kittens, because then that brings the mama cat back into heat again. Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's pretty ruthless out there.
And another dumb, is there such a thing as feral dogs?
Yeah, in different countries there are. You know, we don't have them.
Okay.
You know, we know where they're running the streets and such like that. And so, you know, there's some dogs that have adapted to humans, and so they, you know, be petted, but they look like scruffy. And then there's some cats or dogs that are truly feral, where they're in the shadows and will only come up to eat when there ain't no, there's nobody around. Okay, but, you know, to approach by humans, they'll take off. But in the United States, we basically, you know, the humane societies, we've got all them. So if they do pop up, they wind up being, you know, given to, you know, local shelters and such like that. But but cats, it's huge. It's a huge, huge, like, feral type situation. That's very, very huge in many areas.
Okay. And it just seems like the Humane Society is overloaded.
Yes.
With cats.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And so there's a lot of cat rescues type thing. And so, like I said, it's the most humane thing to do is to try to get that mama. I've done that with several male cats and several female cats. I finally got them trapped and then got them fixed and then kept them for a couple of weeks, make sure they were okay, turned them loose. Some of them hung around and became buddies. Some of them evaporated. But at least I knew that the male wasn't going to breed anymore and the female wasn't going to breed anymore. And that's just the way it was.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. So it's okay to keep feeding them, in your opinion?
If you want to, yeah. But you gotta also remember, though, is that if you have bird feeders, they're going to be killing your birds. But the thing is that, you know, when you put that food out, even though you got a fenced-in yard, you know, coyotes and raccoons can find that too. And same with opossums. They can find your food.
Oh.
You know, so you're kind of might not just be feeding the cats. So you might want to put a camera and just see who is eating your food.
Yeah, we do have a camera in our backyard.
Oh, okay, cool. As long as you don't start attracting, you know, the minute you see on your camera, you know, coons or you know, the opossums or the coyotes, then you better stop feeding so that they go find someplace else. And then if you want to, because now, like, because this has been an easy winter, they've been able to find birds and mice relatively easy. So they can, you know, survive just fine. So.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, you betcha.
I really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you so much. You take care. Good luck with the feral cats. I know what it's like. Been there, done that.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Yeah, see, what you just got to do is you can get or make a kitty condo, and that's what you want to do is get that mama caught. Get the babies caught if you can. Have everybody be together when the babies are ready to be weaned. Get them out of there. Start making a friend out of the cat. And like I said, I can't even tell you how many. In 40 years of being at the farm, I don't even know how many cats I have befriended. You know what I mean? Whereas like I said, I get them fixed. And some of them stayed. Some of them left.
Yeah, and I want to reiterate, too. It's not like a bad thing to re-release a successful feral that's been fixed.
Yeah.
Because they'll go out there, not breed, but compete for resources with cats that can.
Yep. So it all come together. We got all work together. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're good. We're on time.
Oh, geez. Okay. Irish soda bread uses what ingredients for leavening instead of yeast? We'll be back.
It's back. Hit it, Bradley.
You get to choose it.
PYP.
Pick your prize.
It's the Pick Your Prize contest. March 18th through the 29th, we'll draw four winners each day. You'll get $100 cash and a chance to win a $10,000 prize that you get to pick. That's why we say...
You get to choose it.
PYP.
Pick your prize.
Go to mytalk1071.com, keyword prize to enter, and check out what you could win. Vacations, gift cards, home remodeling, vehicles, and more.
You
in the Pick Your Prize
it.
contest.
PYP.
Use MyTalk keyword prize.
You'll win some cool.
And the Ad Council.
On the radio, on the app, on that speaker on your counter that knows all your secrets. My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun.
Alrighty then. Irish soda bread uses what ingredients for leavening instead of yeast?
Soda. I mean,
form of the word.
Baking soda?
There you go.
Baking My mom soda. Has a recipe for that she really likes.
Baking soda instead of yeast. I've never been. I don't even want to get into my bread making days. I couldn't even make a bread maker work.
It's not skill. I think some people, they have an affinity for like doughs and pastries and stuff. And some people don't. Like, I'm a good cook. I'm not a very good baker.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm not a good baker. No. And I'm glad because otherwise I love pastries. And I'd weigh 500 pounds because I would have to eat everything I'm eating.
Kate's really good at pastries. I don't know what mood I was in this day, but I insisted that she make me scratch honey buns.
Ooh.
Those were so good.
I bet it was.
Yeah.
when I first came out to drop you off your little goodies, and you were saying that you had a bit of a chest cold, and you tried my hot toddy idea. So how did you like that?
I liked it, especially because I got to use Red Rocks whiskey, which is a local Irish whiskey brand.
Okay,
Kieran Fulliard is the owner. He's fantastic. And so that's a really, really nice, like, high-end Irish whiskey that, like, was absolutely perfect with that. Like, nice. Super warming.
Oh, yeah. Because it's usually, those are what a hot toddy is. A hot toddy, well, it depends on how much. You can use brandy or whiskey. If you take a standard size coffee cup.
Whiskey is a little hotter.
Yeah. You can take the standard size a coffee cup, okay, and you can put a shot to two shots, if you wish. And then you put real honey. You know, in there, like at least a teaspoon, if not more. And then fill it with hot water, you know, and then you can and then put a squeeze of fresh lemon. Don't use the lemon juice. You got to use a squeeze of a fresh lemon.
Never use those things. Fresh lemons are so different.
Yes.
People swear that those like squeeze bottle things taste the same. They do not.
No, they don't. And same with the lime juice too. But anyway, so yeah. And so then you just stir it up. And I'll tell you, it'll open you up and you can almost feel your chest go, I can't breathe. And then because it makes you really tired, so you really want to go night. Then another thing, and we've talked about this on this show before, is my grandma Wonky. You always knew when she was feeling peaked because you walked in the house and it smelled like peppermint. And so you take it, and not rapidly boil, but bring some water to almost boil. Put like a couple drops of peppermint extract in there. Okay, mix it up. And then put a towel over your head and start high and slowly just breathe in through your nose. Don't open your mouth. It's going to give you a facial at the same time, too. It's going to open them pores up and everything. And what you could just feel that peppermint. It goes in there. And then, like, if you got sinus problems, it just pops them suckers right open. And then you could just feel it go down your throat and just get into it. It's just really cool.
And I haven't been up in my cabin in forever, but we have a sauna up there. And Ooh. You dump the... like water mixed with peppermint or eucalyptus over the stove. And it's just like a shot of steam all through your system.
That would be awesome.
So good.
Yeah, it's really good. I don't like saunas because I can't breathe in them things.
Some people get really uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, and it's not a question of the attire you wear or nothing. That has nothing to do with it. I just can't breathe in there. I don't know, should I breathe through my nose, should I breathe through my mouth, whatever. No, I've got to get out of here.
Yeah, I like that sensation. I grew up with it, though.
Yeah. Okay, who's up?
Well, we have Dawn, whose dog has hip dysplasia, and she wants some tips on making their life easier.
All right. Hey, Dawn, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Thank you for holding on. What kind of puppers do you have?
I have a rescue. She looks mostly like a lab shepherd, maybe Samoya.
Okay, how old?
She is 7.
Okay, how's her weight? Overweight? Perfect what?
Perfect. Her weight is perfect.
Nice.
We have so much money on food because I don't have to feed her as much.
Yay! So. Look at you. I'm impressed. And then what's the other pupper?
I just have one.
Oh, that one. Okay. Okay, sounds good. Yeah. Okay, and so now you know for sure she's got hip dysplasia or what?
Yes. And actually, I was talking to you 3 weeks ago and my granddaughter woke up and I couldn't hold anymore.
Okay.
I already know all the supplements. We went over all that.
Yep.
She's had an X-ray. I had asked you, should I avoid her jumping off a high bed?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Anytime with hip dysplasia, you want to either do some kind of steps, you know, like the foam steps. or you want to do some kind of a ramp. Because the less that they can, you know, jar by pushing off their rear end to jump onto the bed, and then now when they come down, obviously they land on their front legs. It's not as bad coming down, but pushing off to go up. But you see, if you just get them used to using steps or ramps for both, then it just becomes a no, you know what I mean? It's not like, okay, they can walk, they can jump down, but they can't go up. But, you know, just eliminate the confusion. Have them walk up and down and ramps. And the less they jump, the better overall it is. Because my Brandy had hip dysplasia really bad. She lived to be almost 17. And, you know, as she got older, she kind of bunny hopped with her back end. But the thing is that she wasn't, you know, back then when I had her, I didn't know about Boswellia or things like that. And I would just give her a baby aspirin for a couple, you know, one a day for like 3 days. And then she'd be fine for a while. And then all of a sudden she needed it again. You know, now we got Boswellia and then that advanced hip and joint to help out. And so, and so, like I say, it's just, but yeah, any kind of jumping is a huge thing you want to make sure you try to stay away from. And if you have to, you put a leash on the dog so that you can quick, like if they're about ready to jump on something, you can quick step on it and go, and then teach them to go step, you know, whether they're using a ramp. Now, obviously, a standard couch that, you know, you sit on, you know what I mean? That height of one, the
standard. That's okay.
Yeah, for that, but that size of a dog, you know what I mean? You should, that's not really a power off, okay? But you know how some beds are like, I need a stepladder to get onto it, you know? So you got to, the distance is what you're looking at here. How much power would it take to spring off the rear end to go up and get on?
Okay.
You know, like getting into the back of a SUV, that's a pretty questionable one. You know, and then like too many steps. I wouldn't go to like Stillwater. They got that set of stairs you can climb. I don't know. There must be 300 stairs there. I wouldn't do that. So, just use common sense as far as, you know, keeping the back end preserved. Water, if you can get the dog in waters, like as we warm up, that's excellent exercise for the hips. If she can go swimming. Okay. Because it's non-weight bearing. All right.
Right. And I'm going to try I'm going to forget what they're called. Horses use them, horse cavalettis.
The cavalettis. Yep.
I have to set up for that too. So
it's in there.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Take care. Thanks for the call. Thanks for holding on. I appreciate that. Take care. Okay, let's see. Up until 1970, pubs were closed in Ireland on St. Patrick's Day. What place was the one exception? We'll be back.
We sweat together. We grunt together. We meditate together. We play together. We dance together. We splash together. We breathe together.
And deep breath in.
We belong together. Join the YMCA to strengthen your basic human need for community. Learn more at ymcanorth.org.
Hey, we're back. Thanks for tuning in the KDK9 show. Hey, remember, you can go to mytalk1071.com, go to my show page, and Ellie had posted a live cam of what city did he say it was in Ireland? Dublin?
It's Dublin, yeah.
Dublin, where people celebrating St. Pat's Day. And it's live, folks. It's live.
And it is quite the event. It's just watching a bunch of drunk tourists. And they just turned on the lights in the street because it's 6:30 there.
Oh, 6:30. Oh, okay. Good. You got to don't miss that. Go check that out. And then cheers to them, too. Cheers to you. Okay. Up until 1970s, pubs were closed in Ireland on St. Patrick's Day. What place was the only exception?
The church.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good answer. Okay, ready for this?
Yeah.
Beer vendors were allowed at the big national dog show, which was always held on St. Patrick's Day.
That was probably a very interesting event.
Yep. No kidding. That's pretty recent, up to the 1970s that the pubs were closed. And so then only beer vendors were allowed at the big national dog show. Doesn't say international. Now dog show, because now I don't know, you know, they have, you know, the herding breeds, because, you know, that's, they got the sheep and blah, 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 mm-hmm. you know, and I'm sure you've seen a lot of those shows that are set in Ireland with the, like the border collies and Aussies and stuff like that.
Well, they got Irish setters, the pretty ones.
Yeah. I don't think they came from Ireland, Irish setters. I don't even know that.
I don't know. I know that they're called
you got
that.
The, well, you got the Irish setter, the Gordon setter, the English setter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll have to look that up. I just don't know.
Those are all hunting dogs, aren't they?
Yep. They're field, they're setters. You know, they point kind of, you know, they set themselves. Okay, mm-hmm. What was St. Patrick's name when he was born?
Edward.
You ready for this? I think this is cool.
What?
Maywin. Okay, Sucat. Succat.
Maywin Sucat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I would have guessed that one off the top of my head.
St. Patrick's name. And now you know.
And now you know.
There you go. So, okay, we got time, if you got time, to call in maybe one more question. Give a holler, 651-641-1071. Okay, going back to cats. Okay, yes, feed your cats grain-free canned foods, freeze-dried and raw. Okay, and do it totally. If you got a total indoor cat, you get rid of all the dry food. Now, the new Element Series cat food that came out from Nutrisource is amazing. I mean, I've been feeding our cats that now. That Element Series, they have perked up and they have, I just don't know how to explain. Because it's high animal protein density to it. High dense animal protein, there you go. Well, anyway, and then plus what's really cool with the Element Series dry food, okay, it is like the top, smaller than the top of an eraser, is really small. And so what makes me think that when the cat licks that, you know, that doesn't take much to expand it, to exude the goodness out of it. You know what I mean? So I mm-hmm. really think for dry food, that how small that food is awesome. You know, my cats just love it. And plus, they got three grain-free canned Element Series. But that density of the animal protein, the cats, I feed hardly anything. And that's what people, you got to remember. Everybody's screaming about the price of cat food and dog food, animal food. And same with horse feed. Everything is going nuts. But if you feed to what you're supposed to feed and not overfeed, like that one caller we just had, you know, whereas her lab shepherd, that she doesn't feed that much because she doesn't have to, because a dog is good weight, right? And so that's why, like I say, people, don't start screaming about the prices. Just don't overfeed it. And then you'll be doing very good.
I think a lot of people just don't really have a base standard and they go by the bag and stuff. Because I recently had a dog who was, I mean, they were essentially a large toy variety, kind of a smaller doodle mix.
Okay.
They were on 2 cups of food for every meal. Stanley's on a cup and a half.
For every meal. Holy moly. How fat was the dog?
Not that bad. I fed less and kind of said something. They were young. I'm like, it won't take long at that rate to fatten you up.
Well, see, one thing too, folks. Okay, once a dog gets 3 years old, their system comes to a screaming halt. And people keep feeding them like a puppy. Like if they're feeding them 2 cups, let's say twice a day up to that point, like a bigger dog. Okay, when they're done growing and now they just need to maintain. And obviously it has to do with your dogs, how much activity, if they're a hunter, if they're herding, if they're doing agilities, whatever. That's a no-brainer. But if you get the average dog that goes on for walks once in a while and blah, 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 then I would take, if it said 2 cups all day, I would cut that in half to a cup and a half. And that would be a cup in the morning and a half a cup at night. Always a light dinner. Right. And so then and then feel your dog. Remember, we're always talking about this. Don't look at your dog. Feel him. Stand him up. As you stand up, take your tips of your fingers and start at the shoulder blades and then go down mid rib cage and come back towards their waist. And it should go, or their hips should go into the waistline and then out to the hips. Go by what they feel like. If you could feel the casing from the front rib to the back rib where the waistline is without pushing, okay, your dog's good weight. If you can't, then start cutting down on that food. If you're feeding, let's say 4 cups a day, go down to 2 cups a day. Cut it literally right in half. All right. And so the thing is that you just got to because what your dog doesn't utilize, it poops out the back end. So you're cleaning it up in the backyard. All right. And like I said, if you find the good foods, then they eat less and they less doo-doos, and they could absorb more. And that's why this new Element series for both dogs and cats is phenomenal. Yeah, it's expensive, but man, you feed a fraction of what you normally would. It's unbelievable. So anyway, so the totally indoor cats, please, no dry foods whatsoever. Now, another thing for totally indoor cats that a lot of people do is that because they don't have access to birds, mice, stuff like that, grasshoppers, even a grasshopper is good, you know, is that when you go and get toys, just like the toys in the dog world, just because they make the toy doesn't mean the toy should be bought and given to your animal. Now, one thing that's huge in the cat world are these glitter balls. Have you seen the glitter balls?
Oh, they have kind of like the twinkly, yes, like tinsel tassels, yes, that come,
yes,
off them.
Yes.
They look like something I'd glue with Elmer's glue to a poster, exactly, when I was 10.
Yep, exactly. And they're fascinating. They're cute to look at. But the problem with those glitter balls is that the cats, you know, tear into them and they swallow some of those, you know, the glitter.
The tinsel.
The tinsel, yes. That's a good, better word for it. So they should be called tinsel balls instead of glitter balls. But anyway, and that gets caught into their system and in their gut system and causes a lot of havoc. So that's why I throw all glitter balls away, or tinsel balls, whatever you want to call them. Also, is that some of the, they look like mice, but they got catnip in them. And some cats are really rough with that. Mm-hmm. And they can, you know, destroy that in about 2 seconds. Do not give that to a cat that literally shreds stuff, because there again, they could swallow part of that bag, you know, into their gut system. And some of them have eyes and some tails, and that can get caught in there. So don't buy that. It's called Just Ducky or Ducky World. Their catnip is in like really nice canvas. There's a banana that the cats go nuts over. That goes in bananas over. And why they like it, because a lot of cats like to lay on their back and hug it with their front legs and kick it with their back legs. They make other things, but the banana is worth its weight in gold. I had one banana that lasted, I think, a full summer in the barn. And the cats would walk by it. They took their turns. Oh, the banana. And they'd kick it around and play with it. And then they'd drop it. And yeah, so the banana from, it's either Just Ducky or Ducky World. I can't remember. Okay, now another thing that a lot of cats owners give them, and this also is in the dog world, is those stupid greenies for, you know, for teeth. No, folks, mm-hmm. Read, this is where people, you got to read the labels of everything, whether it's a dog product or a cat product. Read the label. The greenies are just, all it is starch. And what, you know, you can make your own by taking like a cookie cutter, take spray starch and just it into the cookie cutter, put a couple dabs of green food coloring in there, blend it up, and you just made yourself a greenie. That's what the majority of the greenies are made of. They're all starch.
And it's not going to kill you, but it's not going to be good for you.
Right. Well, the problem is that it gums up the intestines. It's like, I had one chihuahua that came out and he did a doo-doo. We went outside and it was like green goo that surrounded the doo-doo. And I asked her, I said, you don't by any chance give him greenies, do you? She says, yeah. And, oh, he just loves them. I says, let's look what's happening here.
Happy St. Patrick's Day,
and
everybody.
And she's like, what's that? I says, there's your greenies at work. It's gumming up the gut system.
Well, starch is, it's a binder. It's meant to bind things.
Correct. And so that's why, yeah, please stay away from greenies. I know there's a name for that, but, and they do have other names for them, chewies and stuff like that, but in essence, they're green, they're starchy. Don't give them to the dogs and to the cats. Okay. Like I said, just because they make things doesn't mean, and everybody knows I don't like anything that you take out of a shelf that's been, the one thing that just drives me nuts is the duck feet and the chicken feet. And so that's why if your dog and cat wants to eat them, that's fine. Not really, because what they do to preserve them to sit on the shelf like that, they have to use some powerful preservatives so that they don't rot on the shelf. And one of them is, what do you embalm people with?
Formaldehyde.
All right. And so that you're embalming your pets before need be. So that's why anything that is preserved, I will not give. And that's just the bottom line. And the reason why I don't like the duck feet and the chicken feet, you know, if they're in the freezer, it's a different thing. But the thing is that because having a farm, I came across during the night, something got a duck or something got a chicken, and that all was left. And so I have a hard time with that. Brings back very bad memories. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so otherwise, but if it comes out of a freezer, go for it. Chicken necks, turkey necks, duck necks are really good for cats to chew on and for dogs to chew on. All right. Now, Gilligan, on the other hand, I gave him a chicken neck, and I thought he'd chew it. The sucker swallowed it whole and darn near choked to death. And I'm like, oh, well, that didn't
We're
work
not doing that again.
Not doing that again.
I saw a video of a woman defed her chihuahua a strawberry, and she thought he'd bite it. He just snatched it out of her hand and swallowed it whole. She's like, oh, okay, we're never doing that again.
Yes. Yep. No. After that, Gilligan got turkey necks, and I cut it in half, so he had to chew them. I couldn't swallow them.
Yeah.
So, that was just crazy. But, duck, chicken, and turkey necks are all good. Giblets, all that stuff is good for your cats and for your dogs to eat. Okay, hearts. I still don't understand eating liver with it. Why do people eat liver that all the toxins in your body goes through your liver? So why would you eat it? I don't get it.
I don't know, but I love a good pate every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. But I mean, still. Okay. Oh, we got to come back. Okay, let's see. How many people march in the New York City St. Patrick's Day Parade? How many people? We'll be back. Glad you brought that out. That bit was, about Ian Punnett. That was that day was brought back so many memories. It was just unbelievable. I wish I could have seen Marjorie and gave her a hug because she was, both her and Ian were so gracious. And just, there's just never going to be another Ian. And that's a good thing because he's one in a million. But hopefully his ideas and his warmth and love and care for caring people will be spread as he while he was here.
Yeah, and I also want to give a shout out to Rocco, who compiled some of the most incredible tribute promos.
Yes.
Went through so many awesome hours and hours of
and years
of content.
How he can remember or come up with some of that stuff. He either got a mind like a trap that he can remember the year and then the month and just have to go to
you
that.
You ever heard him do music trivia? He does have a mind like a trap.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah, he is. It's just, he's Rocco is unbelievable. When he used to do those skits with Alexis, his mind, you just wonder, he's not from this planet. What hell he goes up with some of this stuff is totally mind-boggling. Totally.
Yeah, but he did a great job in particular with some of those promos.
Yes,
and just
he did.
Spotlighting Ian and Marjorie's relationship.
Yep.
And how you could feel it and be a part of it in the mornings is great.
No, he did awesome. Rocco is, he doesn't get paid enough. I'd like to see somebody, nobody's going to be able to replace Rocco, and hopefully he is not going anywhere.
No, please don't.
Please. How many people march in the New York City State Patrick's Day Parade? Take a guess. How many do you think are downtown St. Paul?
40,000.
You think downtown St. Paul, really 40,000 people?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know how to measure people.
Neither do I.
Some things you have a sense of how many people. If I look at a crowd of people, I still have the live feed up of the bar in Dublin, and I'm looking at this group of people, and I could not for the life of me figure out how to guess how many people I see.
Okay.
I don't know how to count people.
Yeah, I don't either. It's just one, two times. No. But anyway. Okay. How many people at the New York City St. Patrick's Day Parade? It averages 150,000 people.
Okay. I wasn't going to be too far off. I was going to guess
215,000. It's people, don't you have anything else to do? I don't, just what do you call it? When the ball drops and everybody's in Times Square.
Yeah.
It's like sardine cans. Who the heck wants to be in that mess?
They're not allowed to pee.
I know. People bring diapers, I guess.
Yeah, because they, none of the restaurants around really want this group of people coming in and using their bathroom, so they don't let them.
Yep.
And then they don't really, spend money to put out a bunch of porta potties. It's not a music festival. They're using you to fill up the background of their broadcast.
it's goofy. And then St. Patrick was originally associated with what color? Originally, not green. What was it?
Orange.
Nope. Blue.
Blue.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah,
blue. Cute. So anyway, okay, cats. Let's go back to cats. Okay, so those glitter balls are what we call tinsel balls are out. No greenies of any kind. Have you seen those lickables set for cats now on TV? where the cats are licking. Yeah, they're lickables. Where it's like a like Go-Gurt, you know, where you squeeze it up and the cat
kind
licks
of snacky
it.
Things. Yeah. You use them for like kittens at the Humane Society.
Yep. And so now people, did you read the ingredients? Hello. You got to be careful. You remember? Do you remember what? What do you recall it? Yeah, no, I did. Brain fluff. Cellulose. I forgot now. Something cellulose. Oh, I can't think of it.
I don't know. I'm not with you.
Okay. But anyway, but you got to read the ingredients. If it basically is ingredients you don't recognize, you know, don't be getting it. I don't care how much your dog likes it. I don't care how much your cat likes it. But those new lickable things for cats, now they're showing that on TV. And so now I've been trying to look up the ingredients and haven't looked it up yet. But I'm sure it's not very
desirable. I thought they were like a thing for kittens, like a supplement, like it was essentially fish paste mixed with vitamins.
Yeah, well, that could be. No, now these are new treats that are they're a brand new treat they're advertising on TV.
Mm.
Yeah, it's some kind of lickables. And so it's like, ah, okay, let's see. Bird feeders outside, squirrel feeders outside, windows to keep cats entertained during the day. I would not use a TV. And the reason is the cat jumps for it and knocks things over or stuff like
videos.
That. Yeah. And so the thing is that or even like dogs, you know, leave a TV on when a dog that goes nuts over dogs, sounds or doorbells. I would not leave that on when I'm not home. So it's up to yourself. If your cat's on the counter, get yourself a spray bottle, fill it with water, set it on stream, and then just keep it and do a say psst and then blast as the cat is on the counter. Okay, just go psst, blast, and the cat's going to fly away. So but then after a while, all you have to do is go psst, and the cat thinks he's going to get blasted with water, and he's heading down the road. Because my cats, if I go psst, they close their eyes and duck their face because they think they're going to get nailed with water. But the only time I ever use it, if they're on the counter jumpers or the table, you know, on the chairs or on the, you know, I mean, even if they look like they're going to start going up, I'm going psst. You know what I mean? And then after a while, I don't have to use the water.
Popping thought bubbles.
Yep, you got it. Popping thought bubbles. And so, yeah. So then let's see. If two cats are mad at each other, too many people come in like, bad cat! Shame on you! Okay, and that's the worst thing you can do. And that's one thing, as we talked about before, is that now my Adeline and my Sally, as Adeline got bigger, would beat up, you know, Adeline. Mm-hmm. And so what I've, you know, learned with cat language, cats can hold grudges against you, okay? And so that's why when one cat's being not nice, you want to step out and just and go and you want to pet the one that's, oh, Sally, you be nice, Sally, you be nice, Sally. Because Sally's being the aggressor. She's ready to nail Adeline. Sally, oh, you such a Sally, such a Sally. And all of a sudden you can see her kind of shake it up. She's keep looking at Adeline, but then she's getting up and she's still keeping an eye on Adeline, but she's walking, and then pretty soon she walks away and she kind of shakes it off, and then I pet Adeline and told her, get the heck in the house. And then and that's how you interrupt cats that think are going to fight, is that you get in there and just, oh, there. So good things happen, you know, when I'm around, and they learn to tolerate things better. But I used to be the one, until I was taught better, to get the spray bottle out and just nail them both, knock it off. And all it did is create more problems. But if you can get in there and, oh, there, we got this, and pet, 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 and hi, don't pick them up. Just give them pets, you know, and just talk very calm and very soft.
Don't reinforce, like, negativity within the situation.
Exactly. And so remember, cats have colonies. They live in colonies separately. Okay, cats or dogs have a pack. They want to be around. Mm-hmm. Well, cats want to be individual. And for them to grace you, you know, and then cats that are used to living with other cats, that's good. But if you try to bring a cat in that's never used to living with other cats, that's really hard to do. You know, they'll get along when they'll be in separate levels of the house. All right. And so, like, just remember, cats live in colonies, not in packs. So hopefully your Thanks, Patrick Day will be a good one. And you know what? The difference between do you know what an Irish potato cake is?
An Irish potato cake?
Yeah. A boxy, B-O-X-T-Y.
No.
Yeah.
Is it a sweet cake made from potatoes or a mashed potato cake?
They didn't tell me. They just said that's what it was. Okay. A shamrock comes from the word, I think it's called simog, which means little clover. Mm. There's not a technical definition of a shamrock. But so that's why that there's been, I would look that up. And a lot of them believe the reason why they call them, they think they're lucky, is because they're very rare. Like one in 10,000 is what they come up with, that you find a four-leaf clover.
Yeah.
Okay. But usually if you find a four-leaf clover, you're in a patch. Don't get close. Stand up and look down, and you might be able to find more because it's just kind of an abnormality type thing. Well, you all have a happy St. Patty's Day, and thank you so much, Ellie. As always, you're stellar. Mm-hmm. So you guys take care. Have a grand week. And now next week we'll be here, but the week after we won't because it's Easter.
Indeed.
So we shall see you next week. Take care. Bye.